after a revolution, how do you see a city or get a chance to speak freely to the people who've watched it unfold? What about on a red double-decker bus? These battered vehicles ply the roads of the Bangladeshi capital of Dhaka, and that's where NPR's Gia Hadid climbed aboard this month.
Bus conductor Hare Krishna leans out of the door of the red double-decker and bangs the side for attention. He's only got a first name, like most Bangladeshis we speak to. "Empty seats," he shouts. There's no fixed schedule. It's just this guy yelling destinations at the bus stop. But the bus doesn't stop for passengers, just slows. We leap in through the doorway and kick our way upstairs. A kid practices his English. To my eyes, it's crammed up here. There's about 24 passengers, and it's like Jenga to find a seat.
If you sit there, I can sit there.
But conductor Hare Krishna says the bus is emptier than usual. He should know. He collects the fare from riders, worth about 8 cents. Hare Krishna used to clear about $35 worth of fares a day. He's only been clearing a quarter of that since unrest began in mid-July. That's when security forces attacked students protesting controversial job quotas. More than 300 were killed, and the students ultimately ousted the former Bangladeshi leader, Sheikh Hasina, in early August. Now that there's an interim government, bus conductor Hare Krishna says folks are filtering back. Like Noura Zaman on the top floor, he's heading to a wholesale market to buy kitchen items to resell. He says prices are cheaper now. He says cronies of the former leader used to fleece bribes from traders. That pushed up prices. Now, they don't dare. Noura Zaman says when protests were raging, he made his college-age son stay home. He feared for him, but he's happy with the new government, and his son is even directing traffic now. It's a sight across Dhaka. After Sheikh Hasina fled, police melted away, so young men and women went to the streets to keep traffic flowing. Somewhat. Mostly, it's gridlock. When the road clears, the passengers stamp the floor. They shout to the driver, "Ridwan, why isn't this bus moving?" The driver, Ridwan, is stalling, hoping for more passengers. These buses are privately operated. More riders, more money. Folks get on, including a fellow selling water. Passengers are mostly men. Public transport often isn't safe for women. We do meet one woman, though. She's beside the window. Her brother's in the aisle seat, so no man can get close.
My name is Maria. I'm 22.
Maria's a college graduate. She's just signed up for English classes. She dreams of continuing her studies in Britain. But it's her stop. She dashes off the slow-moving bus.
Thank you, ma'am.
Good luck.
Brain drain is a crisis in Bangladesh, but opportunity here is sparse for graduates. Law student Jahad Hassan is heading home. He says the new government has to create jobs, but that will take time.
Without waiting, there is nothing. People have to be patient.
He looks out the window. An open-air bazaar has spilled out onto the road. Vehicles weave around the stalls. He says the new government should definitely tackle the traffic.
The first priority, I think, the traffic. Yes.
We pass 3 different protests. The chanting is drowned out by the traffic noise. Passengers say it's been like this since Sheikh Hasina fled. Everyone's airing their grievances. They feel free. Like S. Chaudhry Babu, he's just climbed aboard. He runs a newspaper.
Freedom, freedom, today freedom.
He says for years, cronies of the ruling party stole public money, but he couldn't write about it. Chaudhry says we were afraid. Now he says we can write what we want. Kamarul Hussain finds a seat. He was at one of the protests we just passed. He says they were calling for harmony between Muslims and Hindus. In the hours after Sheikh Hasina fled, mobs torched homes of minority Hindus and a Muslim group known as Ahmadis. Those attacks subsided, but Hindus tell us they're still anxious. Kamarul Hussain has a list of what the government should do. Create jobs, give justice to the oppressed, make Bangladesh a developed country. So I ask him, what happens if the government can't pull all this off? He says, we, the people, will bring in someone better. We want a better Bangladesh. He says, we won't stop until that happens. The bus, however, stalls again. Dear Hadid, NPR News, Dhaka.